Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
First quarter of business, since we starting off late, we just going to get right into it. Continuation from last week's news of the blockbuster trade with Dame Lillard going to Milwaukee. It's some residual effects happening because now Jrue Holiday is now a Boston Celtic. He got traded for too much. Mm-hmm. I think two first round picks, mm-hmm. Robert Williams, and also some other motherfucker. Brogdon. I'll start with you. Reaction to the trade following the blockbuster Dame Lillard trade. Is this a good? Is this? We talked about Boston being a contender for Jrue Holiday, but now that he's on their squad, does this put them back up there with the top three?
Yeah, they're number two. You know, I think I had an immediate,
above who?
Above Philly, Miami, whoever the hell else is.
Still underneath the Bucks.
But yeah, still underneath the Bucks. Initially, I felt like the Celtics definitely topped the Bucks, but you know that was initial reaction. After you know I calmed down a little bit, really took my basketball vision and wisdom and applied it to the situation.
He went to ESPN and FS1. That's what happened. They talked him off the list. He was about to come in here and gas.
Not at all.
Brian Windhorst.
Not at all.
Pat McAfee.
Not at all. Hey, this is people 24/7 all day, every day. Get it right, Nick. For me, it's exactly what Boston needed. I don't think it's too much to give up when you get the perfect piece for what they're trying to do. For the last 3 years, I've been talking, screaming and hollering that they need a point guard. They finally got a point guard that fits exactly how they want to play. Obviously, he defends his position. He could defend up to three smaller threes. We know on the ball, he's one of those guys, and he can shoot the rock and create, right? Like, I wouldn't necessarily call him a playmaking point guard, but he can play make, he can score, he can take advantage of smaller guards. He's one of the few point guards that could go take a smaller guard and post them up, get easy buckets. You know what I'm saying? So for me, what that does for Boston's offense, now they can take advantage in a lot of different places. You could play small, right, and not be small. Obviously, you got 7-3 man back there. Jason Tatum ain't small. Jaylen Brown ain't small for position. Jrue Holiday ain't small for their position. So I like what they have. But here's the reason why they're number two. Dame and Giannis are by far the best duo. Dame was number...
Arguably in the NBA.
No, not arguably. They are.
Oh, okay.
It's 100% is.
Okay.
Because who had the most paint points in the NBA? Giannis. Who scored the most points off or who generated the most points off of pick and roll basketball? Dame. And they've never had a guy like each other that complements. They're the perfect complementary players.
Who's going to run the pick and roll with him, though?
You could put Giannis and have Dame run the pick. Because now what are you going to do? You're just going to let Giannis turn the corner?
Giannis is really not a pick and roll player, though. He's going to have to do it. When has he ran pick and roll? He's never done that. That's not what he had to do.
He has done that.
Ooh.
What do you mean with who?
He didn't run pick and roll.
If you watch Bud's system, was Bud not pick and roll? Was he not motion offense? Was he not? Does Giannis not create from the top of the key? Giannis creates in that way. Now here's the thing.
He does, but it was easier to stop him when you packed the paint.
Exactly. But now when you pair him with Dame, you can't do that. Because now you're playing downhill. Because in that pick and roll situation, at the end of the day, Shelton, Giannis knows how to set a screen. Giannis knows how to roll. The motherfucker scores the most points in the NBA. So now when he gets that ball, what are you going to do? You're going to double-team Dame and leave Giannis downhill with two shooters in terms of 7-foot big man Brook Lopez and on the other side, Chris Middleton? You know what I'm saying? So it puts your defense in a quandary. Now, you could reverse it. Giannis has enough ball handling and playmaking skills to run the pick and roll with Dame, right? He could come off of that. What are you going to do? You're going to double Giannis? You're going to stay on Dame?
You don't have to convince me on this, the duo. I said arguably, but I didn't want to take it there because we
haven't. Oh, I took it there.
You know, because it's on paper still. We haven't mm-hmm. seen it in action. Right.
Who did you have in front of them? Who's the argument?
When healthy, I will say this. It's hard to argue against AD and LeBron.
Nah.
It's hard.
Bron is old. Let's be honest. Bron runs out of gas now. Year 21.
We're going to start that already.
The nigga's 40.
I understand, but
he's old.
He disappears at times, so I can't.
I just said when healthy.
No.
LeBron was hurt last year.
No, but old is old. Oh, you could be old and healthy.
That's fine.
But here's the thing, though, right? And I forgot who said this, and I 1,000,000% agree. AD has the game of a number one and the mentality of a number two.
Three.
Or three sometimes. Mm-hmm. Dame and Giannis, number one guy.
I get that. We haven't seen it, though.
Drink more water. Drink more water. You stole my thunder. He said Jokic and Murray is the top duo.
They nice.
Proven by the championship.
They nice.
And the fact that they're both on the court. I got to see them go.
I got to see him this season.
To me, they're the second best duo.
Murray's so
But they're on
far.
The court. That's my biggest
Off paper alone, I'm picking Dame and Giannis. I'm not even thinking about Joker and Murray, but I'm not. I mean, they won a title, so it's easy to say that, but mm-hmm. we ain't see Dame and Giannis yet.
We ain't see Dame a lot last year or the year before that. That's my only thing is how much time is we going to get Dame on the court? So they can be the best on paper.
They also missed a lot of games. The last nine games of the season too.
Yeah, but even you take that part out, he still missed a ton of games the past 2 years. So we're assuming him and Chris Middleton are going to be healthy, which they have not been.
I would say the number one duo is still Tatum and Brown, even though they haven't got it.
Man can't go left.
I mean, they haven't gotten it accomplished, but those are the only two people that have been to the finals together.
The only thing I would say.
Now they got KP.
Hold on.
If you want to go there, then we got to say Jimmy and Bam. How many times have they been to the actual finals? More than Boston.
That's a strong duo. I would put them top five.
That's a strong duo, but that doesn't make them the best just because they have.
My point is. Tatum and Brown are still the best duo because they've taken their team the furthest. I would put Boston still ahead of Milwaukee because they have, going by your logic,
they're third because we've seen LeBron AD win a title. We've seen Joker Murray win a title.
I'm talking about in the East. They're number one in the East. I wouldn't compare them to the Lakers or the Nuggets.
Well, Bam and Jimmy, talking about the East. Bam and Jimmy been in the finals twice in the last four
years.
They have,
but now that I got KP and I got Jrue Holiday.
Now that you got KP.
No, but we talking about that big duo.
When was the last time we said that you got KP?
So you saying Kristaps and Jrue is better than now. Chris Middleton.
If we're going 4-for-4, yeah, they better than the Knicks.
No, you're insane.
Absolutely.
The Bucks already have two. They already have two damn near defensive player of the year.
Absolutely.
On their squad right now.
I take Jrue Holiday over Kristen Middleton any day.
Do you?
No.
Jrue
Holiday's
any
comp
day.
Is Dame.
Did you not remember what
Jrue Holiday's comp is Dame.
But where was Middleton at?
Middleton was hurt.
Exactly. The best availability is availability, and he wasn't there.
They wish Jrue Holiday wasn't there.
I mean, but he was on the court.
We gotta move on for time wise. But I will say, the Jrue Holiday thing with the Celtics it excites me just based off of seeing him go against Milwaukee in those matchups. Outside of that, it seems like the Celtics are just like the 49ers where they've been looking for a quarterback to do this shit. They got all the pieces outside of quarterback. And I don't think Jrue Holiday, I think Jrue Holiday is Brock Purdy at best.
Let me ask you this. Do you think he's better than Marcus Smart defensively?
He is. But that's like saying he's better on both sides of the ball. That's like saying Brock Purdy is better than Jimmy G. You know what I'm saying? I've seen Marcus Smart take him to the finals, but I also see him do shit in there.
Jrue Holiday is better on both sides of the ball. And he shoots 38.6% from three.
He ain't never been defensive player of the year.
38.
Has he ever been defensive player of the year?
Marcus Smart ever shot 38% from three?
I get that, but you said that he's not better than him defensively.
That's fine. You have an argument there, but he's definitely better on the offensive end.
I give you that.
Okay.
So let me ask y'all.
Last thing, but we got to go.
Are any of y'all excited about the Portland side of this thing in the hall that they
get? No, we don't give a fuck about that.
That's a five-year project. I want to see Scoop and Ayton.
I do want to see that.
Yeah. I think you got Robert Williams.
I like the Robert Williams pick.
He's getting traded about it.
And I like the draft picks. I want to see what they get for Malcolm Brogdon before I can be all the way happy.
That's a five-year project, he's going. Bro. Don't nobody give a fuck about that.
Shit, I give a fuck. Just like OKC.
How long we been waiting on OKC?
And OKC's here.
It's been about 10 years. All them draft picks they got back in what, 2012? Okay.
Ain't done a goddamn thing.
OKC's they drafted a white boy who got broke in the first, in preseason.
This supposed to be their year.
OKC's here, bro.
Let's move on. Cool.